USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Many Americans are feeling their budget squeezed by soaring costs at the pump and on everyday goods as inflation continues to skyrocket to a 40-year high. This, as some economic experts and CEOs are cautioning, a recession could be on the horizon. Brian Deese, director of the National Economic Council, shares his thoughts about the future of the American economy while speaking on Fox News Sunday.
But as we move through this transition, not only is a recession not inevitable, but what we as policymakers can do is take steps to build on our unique strengths in the American economy and try to get to that stable and steady growth that we all want to get to as quickly as possible.
The National Retail Federation says consumers opened up their pocketbooks on Father's Day, spending roughly $20 billion on gifts. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The FBI says they're now going to be investigating attacks and threats of violence by pro-abortion groups. The Bureau releasing a statement saying they're investigating a series of attacks and threats targeting pregnancy resource centers and faith-based organizations across the country. A U.S. gas tax holiday is worth considering.
President Biden wants to do anything he possibly can to help consumers. Gas prices have risen a great deal.
That's according to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Appearing on ABC's This Week, she explained that President Biden stands ready to work with Congress as gas prices spike to an average of $5 a gallon nationally. Some governors and state lawmakers have already put state gas tax holidays in place to help alleviate some of the pain at the pump. The federal gas tax sits at just over 18 cents a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The nation is observing the first federal holiday that commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. Many Americans are marking Juneteenth on Monday with marches, rallies, and celebrations. As nationwide concerns about soaring crime continue, progressive approaches by district attorneys across the country, including the Big Apple, are facing criticism. New York gubernatorial candidate and Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin shares how he thinks a district attorney should approach curbing crime.
You turn the streets back over to law-abiding citizens. You start backing the blue again. You have people not taking justice in their own hands. People want to travel to New York City again as opposed to taking their trips elsewhere. People who have rap sheets and then they go in front of a judge, they should have those prior offenses on there.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has faced criticism for his soft-on-crime approach, including not seeking prison time for various charges. Bragg later walked back some controversial changes with policy reversals. Apple employees in a Maryland store are voting to unionize. This would be a first for the company in the United States. The final vote was 65-33 in favor of joining the International Association of Machinists, the union president applauding the courage of the Apple employees for their historic victory. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.